I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. The investigation continues into today's plane crash of a United Parcel Service jet near Birmingham. The craft went down on final approach into Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports on the crash and how it's making local residents angry.
I hear a real strong explosion, and I saw the flash.
Peter Torres lives in the community of Tarrant, just north of Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. He works as a mechanic at the Civil Air Patrol near the crash site. Torres says after the roar of the engines and the impact woke him up, there was a smell he knew well, jet fuel.
And I hate that smell because it made me dizzy. But the jet fuel is similar like kerosene.
Local residents are upset because the plane appeared to be flying in from the north over occupied homes. The runways at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport run east to west. That final course may be one of the factors the NTSB looks into during its investigation. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.
A section of the downtown Montgomery office building that houses the Alabama Attorney General's office was evacuated and the adjacent street closed after an employee opening an envelope found a suspicious white powder. An official with the Montgomery Fire and Rescue Department says there were no injuries reported this morning and that U.S. Postal Service inspectors conducted a preliminary inspection of the powder and determined it was non-toxic. Eight people who were near the powder when it was discovered were kept inside the building until it was determined they had not been contaminated. As a precaution, those workers were washed down in a decontamination tent outside the building. And the weather forecast calls for rain today, but it's Alabama's ongoing drought that has the attention of the Small Business Administration. The SBA is collecting applications for disaster loans as a result of the drought that stretches back to November. The money is for small businesses, farm owners, and nonprofit organizations. SBA spokesman Mary Gibson says the deadline is just a few weeks away.
And I want to emphasize that September the 9th of 2013 is the deadline for these applications for the economic injury. And what I would like to also say that they can apply online. Applicants may apply online using the electronic application, so they do not have to have a physical application in their hands.
Each disaster loan can be up to $2 million at a 4% interest rate. 26 counties are eligible, including Montgomery, Shelby, and Chilton. For tonight, expect a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some patchy fog after midnight, though. Lows down around the lower 70s. Tomorrow, the chance of showers and thunderstorms increases to 80%, highs in the lower 80s. For the Gulf Coast region tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, also mostly cloudy, with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.